can take my advice. Where relationship answers, answers to stupid stuff, and tough love is what I do best.
What do you think of long-distance relationships? Because I have found someone, it's just the distance. Anyone think they work?
Okay, long-distance relationships. They don't work, and here's why. Long-distance relationships, you don't have that connection with the person. Yeah, you hear their voice, but what are they really doing behind your back when you're not around them? See, when you're in a relationship and you really care for a person, you should be able to touch them. You should be able to talk to them personally, one-on-one, to get their true 100% reaction. That long distance, there's too much space in between the feelings and your emotion and the aura of that person, and understanding, you know, truly where your relationship lies with that other person. I was in a long distance relationship years ago, and we was so much in love on the phone. But when we got to meet each other that first time, I was so excited to meet her, and I'm sure she probably was so excited to meet me. But when we met each other, it was like, this is not the person that I thought I was talking to on the phone. You know, we didn't like each other. We had nothing in common. We never touched each other. We didn't want to touch each other. We didn't even give each other a hug when we met each other. So I think a long distance relationship, you're wasting your time with it. It's better to either, one, wait and find that perfect person for you, or close to perfect person for you. Two, search around, meet people, and the person that's for you will come that way. Or three, you know, just let it happen organically. Because being in a long distance relationship is just a problem waiting to happen, because you don't know what that person is truly like when you're not around them. And just say you go to where that person lives, and then you start seeing, for men, you start seeing all kind of guys coming around your female, and then for women, you start, you know, seeing all type of females, you know, coming towards your man, and then you're mad because you invested all this time on the phone in a long distance relationship that never was meant to be in the first place. So long distance relationships, I don't believe in them, and I don't think anybody else should be wasting their time or energy into trying to be in a, you know, platonic relationship when it don't work.
Can you fall in love with someone if you have talked to them for so long, yet you have never met them?
Can you fall in love with someone you never met? No. Because you don't know that person. It's kind of like what I touched on about the long distance relationship. You have to invest time with a person, physically, mentally, you know, and if you don't know that person, you can't find the best thing about that person. You know, you have to love the best thing about that person, and you got to be able to tolerate the worst thing about that person. But if you never met a person, then how can you fall in love with a person? Seeing a picture, seeing a video of that person, you know, that's not love. Okay, that's, you know, that's something that, you know, that's not organic enough for you to be involved with that person. You know, you have to invest time with that person. You have to be able to touch that person, talk to that person, find out how they truly feel about what you love, and you got to, then ditto, you have to, you know, react the same to what they love, you know. And if you don't have that connection with that person, then there's no way you can fall in love with that person. You have to be, you know, ready to embrace everything about that person in order to love them. And then if you never met them, then what's there? There's nothing there. So how can you love them? You know, it's infatuation. You know, infatuation is when you see a person, you hear a person, and then you just so, you know, at awe about that person, you know, without even meeting them. You know, that's fake love. That's not organic. You know, it's fake-like, you know. So don't waste your time with a person you can't physically put time into, you know, and vice versa with them, you know, in order to find out what do you really love about this person. Do that person have your back? Can you call that person 2 a.m, you know, if you got a flat tire on the freeway? You know, if you can't do that with a person that you know, considering to fall in love with, then it's a waste of time.
Who agrees with me that they put a fake smile on so nobody sees the real pain they're in?
Back when I was coming up, we had this thing that we used to say, be real. Okay, you can't put on a fake smile to a person and then inside you're thinking about how much you hate them. Okay, that person cannot be trusted. Okay, if you are a real person, then you will let your real feelings be shown to a person. If you don't like a person, let that person know. I don't like you. You probably don't care that I like you, but at least let me explain why I don't like you. It could be character. It could be ego. You know, it could be a host of things that you don't like about a person, okay? But then at the same time, you have to think about yourself. No one is perfect in this world. So while you talking about how much you don't like a person or how much you fake smiling and you keeping it in, you know, but you keeping the real thoughts in, you know, you got to be real with yourself, okay? If you're perfect or close to perfect, then okay, well, this doesn't apply to you. But if you're not, then you cannot judge a person, you know, on how they feel or your first impression of them. If you're almost the same way as that person, because they say birds of a feather flock together. So if you're around that person, but you have to give them a fake smile, but you really feel in a certain way, then maybe that person probably feeling that same way about you. So the best thing to do is work on yourself first, and then you'll be able to, in the same breath, tell a person how you feel about them if they're wrong. Wrong is wrong. Real is real and right is right. If you feel like you're right, if you feel like somebody is not coming off organically, as I like to say, or naturally, then you should be able to tell them exactly what their flaws are and how you feel. But at the same time, you got to know what your flaws are and you have to be able to fix those. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged.
Has had a crap day. Saw my girlfriend for a bit, but then the one day I see her for ages, she goes in early to do work that she decides to do every time she sees me.
Okay, two things can be going on here. Okay, if you had a crap day, but then when you want to spend time with your girl, she has to go to work, and it seems like she does that every time you have a crap day, ding, light bulb over the head. Maybe it's you. Maybe she don't want to be around you having your crap day, okay? Or it can be two. You know, maybe she got something else going on and you're not making her happy, so she's going to go to work where there might be someone there that's making her happy. Okay, so let's go back to focus on your crap day, okay? Whatever, and this is for everybody. I include this with myself. If you're having a crap day, you shouldn't take it out on the person that loves you or that likes you or you're around or your mate or whoever, because that having that crap day can have an effect on you and her relationship. Okay? So think about this. When you're having a crap day, let your girlfriend be the one who dissolves that crap day. You be around her. Turn your crap day into a happy day, because one thing for sure, misery loves company, okay? So you can't be miserable and then go throw your misery on someone else, and then now you're making their day misery. Now guess what? They don't want to be around you, okay? You see the one and one? One plus one equals two, okay? That's how it is. But also, one take away one equals zero. So think about it. While you're having your crap day, Don't go to your girlfriend with the crap day, okay? Let her be the end to your crap day. Let her go and kiss her, hug her. Say, baby, I had a crap day. You know, I really need you right now to make my day better. And it go along with females towards their guys. You know, if you're having a crap day, baby, I really need you here with me, you know what I'm saying, to make my crap day into a better day. But if you're going to her with the crap day, you know, I will go to work, probably go to work an hour early if I have to, just so I won't have to be around you and your crap day. So think about it, guys. Misery loves company. So if you're having a crap day, don't take it to other people. You know, find a way to calm down, realize whatever brought you to this crap day, you know, don't let it end your whole, don't let it mess up your whole day, because it's not worth it, I'm sure. As long as you ain't getting shot, stabbed, or something like that, or somebody can steal money from you, you know, then it can't be that big of a deal. There are worse things out in this world. Just watch the news. You watch the news and you see how much crazy stuff is going on in this world, I guarantee you should feel like, well, dang, what my crap day is, it's not really, you know, that serious. Turn the frown into a smile.
Now for your weekly words of wisdom. Destiny. Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. Lao Tzu.